Last full practice before the Saints matchup against the Washington Redskins. Welcome to the Afternoon Wrap, sponsored by Acme Oyster House. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer here at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center. Now, we mentioned yesterday that the Saints added a new coach to the team, Mike Westhoff, a longtime veteran of the NFL.
Yeah, we're talking about 30 years in the NFL and 38 years of coaching experience. So he's seen a lot. He's done a lot. He's been with several franchises. Most recently, we mentioned again, he was with the New York Jets last in 2012. So the Saints felt pretty fortunate about being able to add him to the staff.
And Coach Sean Payton had a few words to say about the impact he may bring on Sunday.
Look, it was a chance for us. He's had a number of opportunities. It was a chance for us to get someone with a lot of experience. Brad and Kevin will work with him. In a short week, it's more about some technique, and it wasn't like we were changing everything, but it's just another veteran presence, someone, you know, who's coached 30 years in our league, 38 years total. His health is good, his energy is good, and we're excited to have him.
Now, Marshawn Lattimore has been having a great rookie season, and Coach Payton mentioned how fortunate the team was that he lasted for the 11th pick.
You know, hypothetically, if he hadn't maybe had the injury history, there's a good chance he probably wouldn't have been there at 11. But I do know this, you know, from doing our homework at the program and having two Ohio State players here and, you know, getting to know him, you know, for a corner that can run with length and ball skills like he has, that all of those things made it worth the risk. And make no mistake about it, when you have a selection like that, there is that risk, and that goes with it. You know, it was something that he's been able to perform. He is smart. Quickly, he's picked up what we're doing.
Today, one of the players we caught up with in the locker room was Craig Robertson.
You know, Craig, one of the veteran leaders on this defense, and he's a guy who came in last year specifically to play special teams, ended up playing a lot in the base defense, and he's been playing a lot in the base defense this season. But, you know, one of the funny things about this season, Craig said, was, you know, starting 0-2 actually probably gave this team a better focus than it has now.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have to focus. Guys are putting more energy into what we were doing. Not like we weren't putting energy in before, but you know, when you go 0-2, you gotta dig down deep and you gotta look yourself in the mirror and be like, all right, I gotta fix me. What am I doing wrong that's not helping this team win? So you got everybody that was on defense, special teams, offense, everybody had to do that soul searching moment to find out what can I do to help the team win, like what my part can do, what can I do more? And guys just started doing that, and guys started playing for each other, and it's just rolled into where we are now.
Now, JD, it seems to be another banner week for our running backs.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram continue to impress. Kamara this week, the Pepsi Rookie of the Week. Mark Ingram, let me read it right, the Castro Edge Clutch Performer of the Week. So those guys continue to do big things and get rewarded for it.
Now, let's get some injury updates, because I know you had some stuff from yesterday. What's going on today?
You know, again, it does not look like Kenny Vaccaro participated in practice. He was not out on the field during the portion of practice that the media was able to see. So that groin injury must have flared back up on him, and probably he might not be available for Sunday. We'll continue to monitor that situation. Teron Armstead was back on the field. Cam Jordan was back on the field for the portion that we were able to see. He was limited yesterday. Today is Friday. He was back out there for the portion that we were able to see. So that's always a good sign. And also A.J. Klein, who did not participate on Wednesday or Thursday, was back in a limited capacity, or at least during the portion of practice that we were able to see here today on Friday. So that's a good sign. And let me give you one last note for the Saints today. Today, a couple of Saints celebrated their Founders Day. That'd be Craig Robertson and Justin Hardy. Both of those guys are members of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. I hate to give them a shout out because I'm a Sigma, so don't get it twisted. I don't like them that much. But it is worth noting that it is their Founders Day, and those guys had a great time during the team's walkthrough.
Well, that's great. You guys can check the injury report on NewOrleansSaints.com and also the pregame report on Sunday before the game around 9:45. And then the postgame show sponsored by Verizon, all on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer.